Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about the mycoplasmas. Do you know what that is? No, it's not a plasma screen TV thing. No, it's something different. Also, we're going to be talking about inflammation, and we'll see how much time we have. We have a bunch of stuff we can cover, and a quack report, of course. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi, or righteous men and women in uniform. I, as you know, lift them up in prayer every day, seek the Lord's face, hit the knees, humble myself, and have a conversation with the Creator. You can't have a creation without the Creator. And once you start to realize God owns everything, you know, We owe him everything. He owes us nothing. Then you get the picture, right? So I'm asking for righteous leadership in America. His will be done, of course, and to guide everybody in America, you know, to conduct themselves in a righteous manner. And, you know, because we, above all, we don't want upheaval. We want peace. And you know what? And the way, one of the ways that King David did that was he was able to pray against the enemies of God. And it's totally okay with God to do that. Yeah. If you go to Psalms 55, he was praying against God's enemies because God's enemies were David's enemies. So the enemies always suggest that our prayers are useless, that our faith is worthless, and our God is helpless. They want us to believe that the success of the wicked and the progress of the New World Order and the progressive enslavement of mankind is inevitable. You know, it's just like prepare to be assimilated kind of message. But they want us to believe that God is not going to hear us or help us. But boy, do they have a big wake up call coming. Because God always, always honors your commitment. Every time. Just, you know, bank on it. So mind the time. Seek the Lord's face. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Oh, by the way, that little prayer segment was inspired by Pastor John Weaver. Great guy. Let's see. What do we got up in the quack report? Oh, what really scares Big Pharma? Yeah, some people went on a rant about this. Yeah, what really threatens Big Pharma is what? Health. People actually being healthy. That's what scares them, you know, because they make their money on disease and sickness. So your body is pretty powerful. And I think I'm trying to wake people up that they're more powerful than they think when they work with the system God gave them to support it. Is very efficient and successful. So you have a powerful self-healing immune system, and your healing potential doesn't really depend on your doctors, your drugs, or your surgery. So the real reason that medical establishment really despises natural medicines is because they don't cause side effects, they're inexpensive, and they're readily available and affordable. But they don't create a whole lot of big revenue for doctors and pharmacies, so that's why. So we're living in a time where knowledge is monopolized by a power structure that wants people to, you know, remain illiterate, ignorant about, you know, what you could do for yourself, right? So if you're in the business of selling drugs to sick people, the only way that you keep and stay in business is to keep the people sick, give them the illusion of a healing. You manage symptoms. So the drug companies never develop anything that would cure a disease. No, no, no. There's no corporate entity that would deliberately commit financial suicide that way. Think about it. So by design, drugs don't solve health problems. They actually create repeat sales. They create side effects and a new health problem, see? So the treatment of one disease to cause another disease requires, you know, more pills, more treatment. And the pharmaceutical cartels know this. It's the perfect, you know, product plan. It's a platform of making millions. And people on multiple pharmaceutical products are the least healthy in society. They think they're pretty healthy, but no. They're propped up on the crutch of a pharmaceutical company. So only one person has a vested interest in your health, and that's you. Right? Get empowered. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's see, yeast infection. What's this? This is from a study, John Hopkins Medicine. They say yeast infections linked to mental illness. They say if you have a candida infection, it can contribute to memory loss. So the study prompted, let's see, they had researchers found a history of candida yeast infections more common in a group of men with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder than those without the disorders. When it came to the women with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder who tested positive for candida or yeast, they performed worse on standardized memory tests than women who just had schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, but no yeast infection. Isn't that weird? Mm. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, you like action movies. You like to sit down in front of the tube and just, you know, chill for a couple hours, just, you know, forget your woes and, you know, be entertained. Well, they did some research here. This is the Journal of American Medical Association, if you believe all this research in these journals, by the way. They said that, you know, your sedentary activity of watching TV, they say people eat more when they're in front of the TV, but they eat more when they're watching action-packed movies. So what they did is they took two groups and they put, you know, lots of snacks in front of them. And the group that was watching the action movie ate twice as much as those that were watching an interview program. So I don't know. Maybe people are nervous, you know, and they eat. Some people eat when they're nervous and, you know, action can keep you on the edge of your seat kind of thing. I can see that. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Well, I got a solution to that. If you're going to go see some, you know, I don't know, blow 'em up, shoot 'em up kind of movie, and you don't want to eat your way through it, well, then take some valerian root. And just chill. All right. We're going to be talking about the mycoplasma. What the heck is that? Well, I got a couple of requests to do a show on this. This is why we're doing it. According to the CDC, they are reporting the identification of new bacteria. The new bacteria, they're called mycoplasma. And they report that they've currently identified about 17 new species. So this bacteria, they say, is characteristic has characteristics, and one of them is it's really tiny, extremely tiny. It falls into the classification of intermediate-sized bacteria, and scientists think it's related to a number of human diseases. So this bacterium does not always respond to antibiotic treatment. Therefore, you know, what can we do to protect ourselves against this tiny enemy, which, you know, has the potential to really complicate our health? Well, we will need to be strong, have healthy immune systems, and we need to be able to have an immune system that will create an antibody defense. So we're going to learn about this, and we're going to see what our options are and how we can deal with it. Let's link up the disease. According to the scientific research on the mycoplasma, it may be a culprit for conditions, they think, such as walking pneumonia, inflammatory type diseases, and conditions that mimic influenza. So apparently this tiny bacteria, this mycoplasma, has a cycle, and scientists claim that human societies encounter heavy cases of mycoplasma bacteria diseases every 4 to 8 years. It's kind of like a cycle. So infected people usually recover without any residual effects. However, young children with immature immune systems and the elderly who have weak immune systems have a harder time of rebounding from these types of infections. And it tends to be a real sneaky kind of bacteria, according to the research. The research seems to point to this tiny bacteria as having the ability to take advantage of any weak area of the body. So think of the bacteria as the cockroaches of infection. They can scanter into any nook or cranny and then wreak havoc at will. So the next time you experience a urinary tract infection or any inflammation, especially in the genital region, the scientists think these mycoplasma bacteria could be the cause. They also think that tiny bacteria are linked to the sexually transmitted diseases. So the research on the colonies of bacteria that's associated with STDs is also known to bring complications. For instance, infants that are born to women with an STD can contract the disease, and then the tiny bacteria can contribute to complications of pneumonia, lung disease, and other infections. So scientists are thinking that the tiny bacteria can make a disease or infection worse or ignite disease complications. Well, let's look at some of the statistics real quick. The CDC is telling us that 2 million Americans develop mycoplasma forms of pneumonia every year, and about 100,000 of them are going to end up hospitalized. So the mortality rate is low for healthy individuals, and the majority of the mortality cases really involve elderly and those with some type of blood disease, so sickle cell or lupus, that kind of thing. So the mycoplasma bacteria can really target the age group between the ages of 5 and 40. And the species of mycoplasma bacteria is contagious. It's spread through bodily fluids. So people who have the complication of a mycoplasma bacteria are going to be sick for about 1 to 4 weeks. And people who allow their immune system to create the antibody will have lifelong protection from that particular strain. Now, some scientists state that an antibody is really not going to provide you lifelong immune protection if the bacteria mutates. However, your immune system, so sophisticated, creator did this. God made adaptive cells in your immune system, which can quickly manufacture a new antibody based on its previous information of the bacteria. That is so cool. So using antibodies or immune suppressant drugs, especially if you're HIV or you had an organ transplant, you can experience a more difficult time overcoming this type of bacteria. Patients will have really no ability to create the antibody because they're on those drugs. So how can you tell that you have a mycoplasma bacterial infection? Well, how would you know? That's a good question. So what we're told is that if you have a mycoplasma bacterial complication infection, your symptoms develop gradually. And in a majority of the cases, the patients also have flu symptoms with their disease. So they complain of a sore throat, a headache, fever, a cough, and some chills. And in other cases, patients could experience headaches, eye pain, muscle aches, and stiffness and weakness and stiff joints and mobility issues, a rash, swollen neck glands, and breathing problems. So in the case of the disease that is called mycoplasma walking pneumonia, the patients can experience either a mild or severe case of the disease. So physicians need to culture the disease to truly identify it if it is a mycoplasma type. And in the case of walking pneumonia, maybe a chest x-ray can also assist in that diagnosis. But the problem is the mycoplasma does not easily grow cultures for testing fast enough. Usually it'll take a few days to culture an organism, but the mycoplasma takes much longer to culture, and therefore, the culture tests are rarely ordered. So what does medicine do about it? What are the medical treatments? Well, usually medical doctors will prescribe antibiotics. However, a majority of the people with healthy immune systems eventually get over the infection without any drugs. So symptoms usually resolve themselves within 4 weeks. However, the lingering symptoms of maybe a dry cough and some fatigue can hang on for another month. So be very careful with how you treat mycoplasma infections, because in some instances, prescribed medications may be necessary, and in other instances can make the condition worse. So according to a British website called netdoctor.com, there's a case on there where they prescribed antibiotics for a cough that was followed by a bout with a bad cold. And so what they had was, you know, the mycoplasma, and it made it a more severe respiratory condition when she got treated with the antibiotic. So in this one case, the patient experienced a bad cold followed by a cough and loss of her voice, that too. So the antibiotics prescribed were erythromycin. And when the patient ended up not responding very well and also then needed a steroid inhaler in order to breathe. So the patient was given another round of antibiotics and told that their steroid inhaler was most likely going to be a lifelong treatment. So I guess her doctor wrote her 12-month prescription at least for fixed oxide, you know, inhaler, maybe. Well, in many cases where the cough is present, the diagnosis may be atypical pneumonia. So the Mycoplasma bacteria are very small bacteria, and they lack a cell wall. Therefore, it is unaffected by antibiotics designed to attack the cell wall of the germ, the bacteria. So drugs like penicillin and beta-lactam antibiotics, not going to work. So when the antibiotic drugs ending in omycin fail to work, then the doctors tend to prescribe the tetracycline drugs. And be careful, because if you're on that stuff, it can turn your teeth irreversibly gray in color. Also, steroid inhalers for lung complications, if they're prescribed, of course. The problem with the steroid inhalers, though, if you're on them for a while, can create scar tissue in the lungs, and that creates another pulmonary problem altogether. So what about complications? Well, for the most part, the elderly are the ones that are more at risk of complications with the severe respiratory distress with the Mycoplasma bacterium. There are also some rare complications that can crop up, such as pericarditis, which is inflammation of the heart sac, anemia, which is your low red blood cells, nervous system diseases like Guillain-Barré, and encephalitis and meningitis, which is inflammation of the brain or brain lining and spinal cord. Well, are there any prevention measures? Well, yeah. The spread of the Mycoplasma bacteria can be reduced when we do hand washing, you know, a little bit of sanitation, and also avoid sharing your eating utensils, you know, drinking out of the same cups, you know, sharing a bite of food. No, don't do that. I would also add staying away from the bacteria bars, which is all-you-can-eat buffets. Also, follow safe practices with regard to intimacy, because 50% of sexually active people already have a form of Mycoplasma bacteria infection. Woo! Well, patients are looking for options, because I've gotten requests to cover this health problem, and they ask what I would do if I had a Mycoplasma bacterial infection. Well, according to the research, you can assume you have a Mycoplasma bacterial infection if it's hard to get rid of after many weeks, and especially if doctors are rolling out the anti-inflammatory steroids. Personally, I avoid the antibiotics and the steroids, and I prefer to use herbs that can assist and strengthen the immune system and also reduce the inflammation. I encourage people to, you know, get some rest, because rest, you got to have that, and resist that pressure to return to work or school prematurely. So getting adequate rest is a huge component of helping your body eradicate disease. So in the case of Mycoplasma bacterial infections, 3 days is not enough to rest before you resume your normal routine. So it may be necessary to obtain a doctor's excuse regardless of whatever treatment plan you go with. You know, some people say, well, I want to go to the doctor. Well, at least you can get a diagnosis. Pray it's the right one. And you have the option to take their recommendations or not. But at least you know what you're dealing with, right? And then you can look for your natural solutions to those problems. Here are my herb picks. There are lots of herbs, you know, at our disposal. And here's my list of what I would do if I wanted to clear a Mycoplasma bacteria. I would counteract the fatigue. I would supercharge the body with whole food vitamins and minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. And you'll find that in the body food mix that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. You just stir it into juice or water. And you got to have live enzyme nutrition in order to fight infection. I would also use either the American or the Siberian ginseng to support the immune system, and also helps the filtering organs eradicate the pathogens more quickly. So you'll find those tinctures, American and Siberian ginseng, they're both at thepowerherbs.com site. Also, ginseng is very valuable. It helps reduce fatigue, especially if you're dealing with a long convalescence. Okay. Now, if the Mycoplasma bacteria is causing a respiratory issue, then I'd use the pneumonia kit And this kit also has an herb formula to help dilate the bronchial for easier breathing and remove any congestion. So, you know, forget the steroids. You can, there's herbs for that. And if there is a persistent dry cough, well, then I like to use the thyme tincture. It helps you get some sleep if you're coughing too much, if you have a compulsive cough, whether it's dry or not. Thyme tincture will help you get some rest. Now, for any discomfort or inflammation, then I add the herbs that reduce that inflammation and pain that have a salicin in them. I like to use personally willow bark and meadow sweet, but that's in their pain anti-inflammatory tincture, also at the powerherbs.com website. And then lastly, echinacea root, definitely going to be using that because it'll shorten your duration of illness. It works with your immune system to make the antibodies. It boosts the and supports your immune system function. And they have several formulas with echinacea in there under their immune system tab. So you can find that at thepowerherbs.com. So you're going to find all these tools made by Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com. Or you can call and order, too. The number's toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704-885-0277. And, of course, thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Do ask for a free product catalog, and if you're on the website, you can sign up also for their free online newsletters. They go out each week, and get empowered there. Also, there's coupons on their website if you want to check that out. If you do not have internet access, but you can always ask for the coupons over the phone and save money at the same time. So there's lots of ways to save. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call, 866-229-3663, because the mycoplasma bacteria is not a flu season kind of thing. You know, you ever get one of those summer colds? Mycoplasma. Yeah, so mycoplasma is around, and you can pick it up, especially if you've got grandkids. They've been picking it up. Yeah, just you know, have some things on hand, and so you can boost your immune system in a skinny minute if you have to. ThePowerHerbs.com. All right, I know I'm coming up to a break in a minute, but we're going to be also, when we come back, we're going to be talking about inflammation, you know, reducing that inflammation when we have to, but it is part of the immune system response. So we want to be, you know, selective in inflammation reduction. Also, we're going to see what, you know, what kicks off inflammation and what we can use nutrition-wise to help reduce that. You know, omega-3 fatty acids and some herbs. Awesome stuff to have in your pantry, in your cabinet, and it's empowering. That's what it is. It's putting the power back in your hands. That's what I like about it. You know, it's what the pharmacies and the pharmaceutical companies don't like, is you self-medicating and figuring it out and doing just fine. You know, because God said herbs are here for the service of man. He put them here for you to use. That's what he did. That's right. None of this synthetic stuff. No, no. Because when you have whole foods nutrition in your herbs, it works right without side effects. The perfect chemistry. Guess who created that? That would be God. He knows what he's doing. All right, going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Yes, we're going to be talking about inflammation, pain and inflammation. You know, no one likes pain. No one likes any swelling and inflammation. But if we understand it a little better, we can manage it better. Because we spend millions on avoiding pain and inflammation with all those over-the-counter stuff. But what we do is we just block pain and temporarily reduce inflammation in the body. But what are we really doing when we do that? Well, pain and inflammation is really the body's built-in damage control mechanisms. So this kind of assault on the body can be from a trauma or bacteria like the microbacteria. And mycoplasma bacteria, even the new ones they just discovered. So, viruses, can't forget those, and fungus, even some external toxins can create that. So when we reduce pain and inflammation, what are we doing? We're blocking a reaction, but it may not be recommended that we do that. So we have to understand what we're doing. The next time, let's say your feet swell, and you can't get them to go down, you know, you put them up and they're not going down, or your arm swells to twice its normal size, maybe because a bee stung you, you got to first realize that's a normal response, and the second one really needs attention, right? So if you've been on your feet all day and they're swollen, it's because you've been on your feet all day. But the bee thing, it needs attention. So the inflammation and swelling are the body's natural way of containing the damage from beginning, and also it's part of the restoration process too, when you see that. So there's a wide range of inflammatory responses in the body, and it can be minimal and subtle, and it can be extremely noticeable. So inflammation is actually an acute phase of system repair. So after the repair is complete, the inflammation response goes to normal. It's terminated. The body's done fixing it. So if your inflammatory response is not shutting off, then you have an issue that needs attention. So what could be the cause of chronic inflammation? Well, if you have a chronic inflammatory response, it could be because the body is in a continuous defense mode. For instance, if you have a yeast infection, like a candida issue, it's building up in the system, or maybe you have heavy metals. And the body will have, you know, a repeated attempt to fight off this kind of threat, and the inflammation process builds up and doesn't turn off. So this kind of constant inflammation will overstress and weaken the system over time. So a good analogy is if you were to leave the light bulb on, and eventually it burns out, okay? Well, let's look at your inflammation and your immune system, because inflammation is part of the immune system response, and the immune system can become weakened with a condition of constant inflammation. So over time, an inflammation response that is stuck on and gives disease the foothold it needs, and it's not just an inflammatory type of disease we're talking about. Some of the kinds of diseases that can occur, like type 2 diabetes, obesity, cancer, heart disease, stroke, fibromyalgia, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. So let's look at the problem that inflammation causes. Inflammation is really another chronic condition of our modern age. Aside from the obvious, inflammation exposes us to delays in discovering the cause of the problem. In a lot of cases, inflammation is the stumbling block to doctors in offering a proper diagnosis. That's why they want to use the steroids all the time. So many patients with inflammatory disease can have vague and unexplained symptoms. So their lab results are, you know, usually showing up within normal limits. And then the referral to a specialist you know, to try to figure out what's causing this problem. So getting a proper diagnosis can take a while if you have inflammation issues. Let's look at some studies. The American Heart Association and the CDC report that those with chronic inflammation will have higher levels of C-reactive proteins called CRP, and that'll be in your bloodstream. Tests have been developed to detect this protein and see if the patients are at a higher risk of heart disease or stroke. So keep in mind that a blood test or CRP will not diagnose the cause of the inflammation. And studies have shown that ginger root can block an inflammation response. So this is no doubt the reason ginger root is included in a lot of topical creams and rubs to reduce inflammation and improve range of motion. Wow, ginger. Who knew, right? What about viral and bacterial culprits? Well, sometimes chronic inflammation is due to a virus, and some viruses like HIV or Epstein-Barr or hepatitis, herpes, that kind of thing. So the bacteria can cause peptic ulcers also, and bacteria responsible for Lyme's disease can also be a culprit for inflammation. And heavy metals and food allergies and even mold can be the problem. So a lot of dental treatments, inoculations that contain heavy metals can contribute to these metal toxins. Along with food allergies, they can create inflammation responses as well. So foods like dairy, corn, soy are commonly found in processed foods, and you may want to avoid those for a few weeks just to see. Environmental allergies like mold can also trigger inflammation responses as well. Now, what about allopathic treatments? Can they help? Well, the medical community will prescribe an avalanche of drugs, antifungal drugs, antibiotics, over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which could increase your risk of things like stroke and heart attack or gastrointestinal bleeding. Chelation therapy has been mentioned. You know, it's a heavy metal reduction treatment. That may be recommended with systematic enzymes and probiotics. Well, it could work for you. Over 50% of the American population, adults and children, tend to be on a prescription drug, though. So that tells you where most people go. They rather just pop the pill. Is there any nutrition that needs to be replaced if you have a lot of pain and inflammation? Well, replacing your trace minerals and getting more omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, with organic unrefined salt and olive oil, fish, nuts, seeds, going to be real important, help reduce that inflammation. So you want to avoid the fast foods, the processed foods. They contribute to a lot of inflammation. Avoid dairy products that tend to coat the digestive tract with a lot of mucus and trap toxins in. The American diet, really very poor in nutrition, tends to put 10 times the normal amount of toxic omega-6 fatty acids into the body, creating an inflammation situation. So you talk about inflammation plus with, you know, I'm talking about all the oils on your snacks, especially. Ugh. So if we limit also the processed meats, the refined sugar, and make sure maybe do complex carbs instead of, you know, the single carbs, the simple carbs, clean the diet up, get some more apples going, maybe black currants. I love fish. If you can get some really good, clean, healthy fish, mackerel, sardines, salmon, for instance, those have a lot of fish oil and omega-3s. Garlic, ginger, we mentioned the ginger earlier, onion and cayenne. Pineapple is also great for inflammation. A lot of people don't realize it is. And I don't know to you, if you get fresh pineapple and you slice it up, I put a little Celtic sea salt on mine. It tastes like candy to me. It's like so sweet. I'm on cloud nine having some fresh pineapple with a little Celtic sea salt on it. Yummy. Also sage herb counters, though, all these foods will counter the bad omega-6 acids that tend to inflame us and cause a lot of inflammatory type diseases. So you can fight back with food, right? Change the diet. You have that power right now. So there you go. Also, use the healthy oils. Get rid of the omega-6 vegetable oils. You know, put the olive oil or the coconut oil. It's less inflammatory to the system. You'll reduce your risks of heart attack, thrombosis, stroke, arrhythmia, arthritis, mood disorders, osteoporosis, and even cancer when you clean up the diet. Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about the omega-3 fatty acids for a minute. If you have your body, you have these hormonal-like substances. They're called postagulins and leukotrienes, and these, which are made by breaking down enzymes, the fatty acids, for instance. So when you eat certain foods that have a lot of fatty acids in them, it creates this chain reaction of postagulins and leukotrienes for your hormones. A lot of people say, well, so what? Well, if you can't make enough postagulins and leukotrienes for the hormones, you're going to have health problems. Because hormones carry a lot of cell messengers throughout the body, because your body organs are all chemically communicating, because you're all working, they're working together. And almost like a big orchestra, they have a part to play, and they feed off of one another on function. So there's these chemical messengers in these hormones, and which help regulate things like your immune system, and also it helps regulate the inflammation response. So, the Mediterranean diet, tons of omega-3 fatty acids built into it. So if you switch to that, you probably have no problems with inflammation after that. If you stick to that, don't cheat, you know, don't cheat. I mean, you know, forget the prepackaged stuff. Just do it yourself. Make it yourself. Keep it simple. Now, in 500 BC, the Chinese would use willow bark for pain and inflammation issues. The Greeks, the Western naturopaths and Native American Indians all used willow bark for pain and inflammation. And studies from the 19th century show that willow bark contains salicin and reduces inflammation and pain. Now, the German Ink Commission recommends willow bark for headaches, fever, muscle and joint pain and inflammation. So willow bark with meadowsweet herb, natural anti-inflammatory pain reliever right there with no side effects. It is totally the bomb, as my kids would say. So you have some tools, and you can just, you know, just melt that inflammation away and all the problems that could come with it, along with it, when the body regulates and gets back to normal. So your lifestyle is going to be your biggest piece of the puzzle. Getting more omega-3 fatty acids into the diet can really jumpstart your recovery and power you up using the herbs with it. And you're going to find apothecary herbs have the anti-inflammatory willow bark and meadowsweets in their pain. They also have it in an extra strength form if you're having a really bad day. So you have your choice there. They also have the ginger root in a liquid. They have some ginger root in their rubs. They have some deep tissue penetrating rubs to give you less pain and more range of motion. So you can check that out there. They have the wonderful Celtic sea salt if you're low on your minerals. Okay. And they have organ cleansing there if you want to get the heavy metals out that seem to be bogging down your system and burdening it on a cellular level. So you can actually pull out over 2,000 pharmaceutical residues with a bowel cleanse. You can also pull out the radioactive particles if you've had x-rays, if you fly a lot and go through the airport security. You can pull out the heavy metals if you have, you know, silver fillings in your teeth. So there's tools here. God wanted you to have choices, and herbs are here for the service of man, and I would trust that over the pharmaceutical company any day. But that's just me. So if you're interested in learning how to cleanse and nourish the body, boost the immune system, and, you know, sidestep a lot of health problems, then give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they'll send you a free product catalog. Their number's toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. All right, we got a few minutes. I'm just checking my notes to see what I could fit in. I got a bunch of stuff here, but can't cover it adequately in the short time we have left. So we're going to pick something that kind of gives us a little soundbite of health. I want to just touch on a little bit of our metabolism, kind of a complex network, but when we understand it a little better, how it deals with nutrition, it can help us figure out how our choices really do impact our health and how we can make healthier ones and be empowered by that. So in our metabolism, we see a lot of chemical compounds and various exchanges. There's a lot of reactions that happen. Cells communicate together chemically. It's like a well-rehearsed dance, if you will. So if one dancer gets out of line and steps on another one's toes, there could be a cascade of reaction causing chaos. So without having good order in the body, metabolism-wise, it's highly likely we're going to have an uncontrolled response we don't want. Negative reactions can occur. So let's check this out. So the highly controlled metabolic process, kind of like a Broadway play or a ballet, if you will. Everybody has its part to play. The chemical exchanges within the metabolism take two basic forms, building up the tissues and breaking down substances. So breaking down substances provides fuel, okay? And then building up of tissues is the repair process. So when this is well done and orchestrated, these two chemical exchanges are, well, they give us a healthy metabolism. That's what it does. So it's a biochemical process, kind of similar in the plant and animal kingdom as well, by the way. So in previously I've talked on the show about, you know, herbs, which have this nutrition that influence the body, has medicinal value and influences the body. So science would have us think that herbs really don't have any value, medicinal value at all. But you have to remember that from 1959 to 1980, one out of four prescribed medications by the AMA physicians in the United States were derived from herbs. So now they make a bunch of synthetic stuff out of petrochemicals because it's cheaper. But if we add now the over-the-counter medications to the prescription drugs, the percentage of those products containing herbs jumps to about 50%. So an example is aspirin. Most widely used drug all over the world is aspirin. Used to be made from natural salicin from the white willow bark. And all the compounds in your acetaminophens, the alkaloids found in ephedra herb, your decongestants for over-the-counter, your epinephrine is from ephedra. These are herbs. So if herbs were so impotent and worthless, why are they using them to make drugs out of? Well, due to the way that our laws are written and how new medications are developed and marketed, it can create a double-edged sword, really. Drug companies rely on patents to help them recover the cost of product development. So they have to come up with a unique chemical to address the specific molecule structure in order to patent their drug. So even though garlic is a proven broad-spectrum antibiotic, has great benefits, they know this, it'll never be used by drug companies because they can't patent it. They can't seem to get an isolated component of it that'll work right. See, garlic's very complex, and you have to have all those alkaloids working together for it to do its job. So isolated modified chemicals is really what the drug companies, you know, specialize in order to get patents. But this is why you have side effects, because when you look at medicinal properties, compounds, a lot of times they'll have other nutrients like minerals for an uptake and buffer alkaloids so that the body can use only what it needs without having to take too much. And then it can void out what it doesn't need safely. So when you strip that away, there goes the safety net and the way the body is able to properly handle the compound. And this is why you get side effects from drugs. But when you use the whole food herb, it works great. Well, and then there's lots of research that they're doing on a lot of herbs. And, you know, the areas that haven't been adequately researched, many experts in the natural health field think that, you know, plants are safer than your laboratory isolated chemicals. Consumers often ask if the herbs can modify or reduce the side effects of a drug they're taking. I'm saying, why are you taking a drug? You know, but to each his own. Consumers are, you know, consumers trust their doctor. Yeah. I'm not saying doctors are all bad. You know, they're just trained a certain way. Let's put it that way. So when you isolate plant alkaloids and you strip them of buffer alkaloids and uptake minerals, you're going to get side effects. So it's important when you get your supplements or you use your herbs that they're whole plant-based. They haven't been stripped. They haven't been isolated. They haven't been cooked to death. Okay? They haven't been through a process that really, you know, alters them. You know, so forced extraction processes create heat, makes a product real quick, but makes an inferior product. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, certain herbs have to have minerals like potassium in them in order for the body to use them right. So there's this balance. That's what we're talking about here. And who created the balance? God did. So I would say whatever you do to help your body, you know, keep a healthy balance about it. That'll make sure that your metabolism is strong. So consumers really need to be more selective, do more homework when it comes to not only their medications, their foods, but also their supplements. So everything is a medicine, really, when you think about it. Your food is a medicine. Your water is a medicine. And without fluids, you would dehydrate and die. So God installed in a lot of his herbs these chemicals that shouldn't be isolated. They work together, sort of like dancers in a ballet, right? So removing one thing throws off everything else. And so I trust the chemistry of our creator before I trust a laboratory. And so far, so good. I've been using herbs for, goodness, I'm going on 30 years now. Haven't poisoned myself yet. Well, that's a good thing. Well, if you'd like to learn more, because it is a learning curve, and I encourage you, because it, you know, it empowers you. I mean, you get your feet wet, and then you're not so intimidated and afraid. You know, think for yourself. You know, get knowledge. You know, that's what it's about. You know, doing it the right way, the safe way. There's a book on the powerherbs.com website. It's called The Power Herbs. It is a download, so it's emailed. The link downloads emailed to you, and you can put it on your device. It's in different formats, so be careful in selecting which format you want. So if you want a PDF or a Kindle or an iPad, select that from the drop-down. The default is a PDF, by the way. So if you just throw it into your shopping cart and you didn't select, it's going to send you the PDF one. So you will learn so much about herbs. You will be amazed. And it's $14.99, the best $14 you've ever spent. Thepowerherbs.com. I wrote it, and I wrote it for you to get familiar and not be afraid of the power God wants to put into your hands. Yep, a healing power, a health power, you know, a thriving power, you know. That's what he wants. Herbs are here for the service of man. Yep, I like them. That's why I became an herbalist. It was like the best kept secret, right? Powerherbs.com can help you out. Give them a call, 866-229-3663, and get a catalog. Yep, you just flip through the catalog. If you got questions, just call. Most people do. You know, the catalog's very informative, but they still have questions. So get a catalog. It's free. Sign up for the newsletters. It's free. Or get you a Power Herbs book. It's just $14. And get empowered. Thepowerherbs.com. Well, I can see by the clock, I'm out of time. But I'll be back on Thursday, and of course, we'll have lots of things to talk about then to empower you, always. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, wishing you all to be well.